Amen. Is it a good thing to be in the house of prayer?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for giving me a loud mouth.
Amen.
Sometimes it might not be a good thing, but in some cases, it is a good thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So today is a good day. Amen.
Oh, yes, it is.
Amen. So we're going to go right ahead, not to prolong the time, and get right into this message. It was something that the Lord put in my spirit that I thought St. Timothy needs. And especially me, let's put it that way. Because there's nothing else better for us than God's holy word. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. The rightly divided word of truth will do more for us than 10,000 sessions with a psychiatrist or psychologist. Amen. The wonderful counselor can speak to your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And give you what you need. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to just read this text today, and people may be a little impaired from seeing, but we hope that everything in general is good with you. So I'll read this today, and I do have just a few things to say today, and we'll try to move right along. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is from Psalms number 110. And I'm not going to tell y'all that this is one of my favorite psalms, but let me just say, Psalms 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. This is the Psalm number 110. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. And I added one other Old Testament passage to the reading today. This is the concluding verse in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Amen.
Amen. That is the old covenant of the Lord to the people of the Lord. And just a few verses from the Apostle Paul from the New Testament in the book of Romans. And I'm not going to say it's our favorite book. Y'all know it
is.
Yes,
it is.
Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament to the people of God. You may be seated in the sanctuary. And I want to talk to you just for a few moments, the next few minutes, about trusting God's love to handle the hidden.
Amen.
Trusting God's love to handle the hidden. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you today. We praise you today. We exalt your name today, Father. Your name is excellent and worthy of all our praise. And Father, we have come today to ask you to teach us another aspect of a facet of love that we have not considered so much, Father. We ask you to just help us learn that lesson. You said that if we love you, keep your commandments. So help us, Father, today as we learn to trust in your love, Lord, to handle stuff that we don't know much about. Stuff that's hidden from our understanding. Stuff that's out of our ability to calculate. And Father, there's so much of it, but we pray today that you get into our spirits with your word, Father, and your Holy Spirit, and help us to be able to navigate through this phase of life as we go through these difficult times that are here in front of us, Father.
Yes.
Father, we look back and thank you for the times that we have already been through, Lord. You have taken us already through danger seen and unseen, and you have delivered us to this day. And so, Father, for that, we thank you. And so we ask you today, Lord, anybody listening to this message, wherever they are, that you get into their spirit, Lord, by your word. You said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we ask you, Father, consecrate somebody to understand your great love so that they can see what you have done when you gave your son to be crucified and raised him out the grave in order that we might know we have a right to the tree of life by faith in him alone. This message is the gospel, and we thank you for it right now. And we ask you to take us a level deeper into your word, and we ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And the saints say it together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Trusting God's love to handle the hidden. What is the hidden? What kind of thing is that we think about? There's so many things that you and I don't know. I'm going to speak for myself. I look at all the stuff there is to know, and then I think about myself, where I stand. I say, you know, I know some of that stuff. But you know what? When you study and stuff, you find out there's so much stuff to know. You can't, what you know is like a thimble dipping in the ocean. And you pull it out of the ocean, and what the rest of the ocean is what you should or could know if you can study everything. So it's such an intricate, complicated world that we live in. And I think there's so much stuff that we don't know. And let's just say stuff you don't know, consider that to be hidden from your understanding. Even in normal situations, as you go through your life, there's stuff you don't have control of. We're always dealing with stuff out of our control.
Yes.
And we're in the midst of a situation trying to do the best we can, having no control over so many things. And so some things we don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
You ever been in a situation like that? You start off on a venture of some sort, and then you just have no idea. There's a tension in that thing that I don't know how this is going to turn out. And so I just don't know what to do sometimes. You hope for a certain thing to go a certain way. You know, you may even pray for a thing to go a certain way, and then you don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. So sometimes that produces in me and you fear and anxiety or some type of a mental pressure. And so this is where this message will help you. We have to start doing this, and I know you probably already do this at some level, but it was my hope when I prayed about this that if we could escalate to a new level of trust in God. When we understand how much he loves us. See, and the only way you can really get a grip on that is really get your mind wrapped around the gospel. The gospel, we say, and you know, when I remember hearing the word gospel when I was lost, I said, gospel, it sounded like I might as well have said some Greek word or some Hebrew word or some other word from some language I don't know. And gospel, what in the world? It sounded interesting, but I didn't understand the content. What does gospel really mean? Plus, people misuse the word so many times. You hear all the word on the street, the gospel is this, and they say some junk that has nothing to do with God's gospel. You see it on TV, people throw it around like it's a tennis ball, and really you have trouble unless you come to church where you actually hear what the actual gospel is. Then you would have to really be stretching to understand what is gospel. I heard it sounded interesting, but I didn't really know what it meant. One day somebody asked me, are you saved? I said, saved? Saved from what? I didn't have any idea about salvation. Just as ignorant as the day is long about God's salvation.
All right.
And a lot of times there's misunderstanding out there because people hear terms, I call it Christianese. The church speaks Christianese, you see what I'm saying? We have our words we throw around, but folks outside the church may not get it. They may not understand it. And so we need to break it down and make it clear.
All right.
And first thing you need to know about the gospel is that God loves you. That's what the easiest and the most well-known verse in the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So the gospel is that good news about God's love for you.
Yes.
No matter who you are, he loves you.
Amen.
It was hard for me to wrap my mind around that. I was thinking, boy, God loves me. You know why? Because I knew me.
Yes.
So I know me. Now how could he love me?
Right.
I'm questionable if I even loved me at one time in my life.
Right.
You know, I don't know, because I know I'm not what I think I ought to be, or what I should be, or what I could be, or even what I see others to be.
Come on now.
So sometimes that's a hard concept to get in your mind. But you have to understand it. We've been talking about it all this year. I'm amazed how much time has gone by this year. I've enjoyed every second of it. I don't know how you feel. But it's been a wonderful year because we've been talking about aspects of the love of God and how we can apply it to our discipleship. How we can learn to love like Jesus. That was our theme. So think about this. God so loved the world. He loves you. Just like you are.
Yes.
That's the first thing you got to get in your mind. Understand God never changed. We talked about that last week. And we said that because he does not change, he loved man when he made him. He continues to love you.
Amen.
The one who changed was man. Man has adjusted into all kinds of things.
Yes.
And so that's why we get distant and away from the fact that God loves us just like we are. So you got to get your mind around that, first of all. He loves you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. He began to form you and make you who you are long before you were ever born. And this is a deep concept, so I'm not going to go too far, and I'm just giving you some background. And he told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah was having the same conflict. Well, I don't know, God. You want me to go talk to your people? Who am I? I'm but a child. I don't have the qualifications. There's too much stuff I don't know. They're going to say, you little young buck, get away from here. And you want me to go tell them, and they've been here longer than me. See, so he had some apprehension about speaking for God.
Yes.
And God said, Jeremiah, don't you know before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and I ordained you? That's such a deep revelation. He knew you before he ever made you.
Yeah.
And he formed you, but you know what? He makes you free. And that's why you've been doing what you want to do all these times. You know what? God wants you to do what you want to do. Now, don't let me shock you this morning. God wants you to freely do what you do. But he wants you to understand him and his love. And he wants to make you understand his word so you can do things his way. Then you'll find out his way is the best way. His commandments are the best for me. He saw the best in me. Somebody wrote a song. See, but he put the tools that you need to be the best in you. But he gave the son to pay the bill to make up the deficit between how we are and how we ought to be. And the good news, as we go on just with a brief expose of John 3:16, God so loved the world, that means anybody, nobody is disqualified, that he gave his only begotten son. See, he offered up Jesus. Now you know what? He knew that before the foundation of the world. Because the Bible says Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So he already knew what would be necessary to reconcile our account to God.
Yes.
And so he planned it before he made anything. That's one of the great mysteries of the Bible. As you learn, before God made anything, even before sin happened, God had a solution.
Yes.
And he had planned it in eternity to send Jesus, his only begotten son, into the world. And he would make him the focal point of human history. That whoever in human history believes in him will not perish. That means come under my judgment and my wrath. But you will have instead everlasting life, which means a proper relationship with God. Eternal life is not about how much time. It's about the quality of your life.
Yes.
Did you know that? Jesus said, "This is life eternal," John 17:3, "that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." It's about relationship with God. So we can get to know him. And he gave his son in order to pay our bill, wipe our slates clean, in order to present you and me before him without a spot or a blemish. That good news is what we call the gospel. That is the gospel. And you know what else? The good part is he had to pay the bill with his own blood and with the wounding of his own flesh. He had to pay death and taste death for every man. And so the thing that makes the gospel is that after he did all that perfectly, he got up out the grave.
Yes, he did.
With all power in his hand.
Yes.
He even had power over death.
Yes.
So that you and I don't have to worry about the grave.
Oh.
That's probably one of the most haunting, hidden things that we have to deal with.
That's right.
It's what do I do when that day comes for me? We think about it all the time. See? And so that's one of those things. So what you have to learn to do throughout your whole life is trust God's love to handle the hidden things in life. If you do that, you're going to be a happy camper. You know what? We slip out of it so many times when trouble comes upon us. Somebody said, as long as I live while trouble arise, what? I'll hasten to your throne. Well, you need to get back to God and let him handle your situation. Whenever you're having trouble and you're going through a hidden situation that's revealing itself to you in an ugly manner.
Glory, Lord.
Now, I want you to see something about the word. These are just a couple of things that will move us on forward so we can wrap up our thoughts. This Psalm, number 110, is actually an answer to Psalm 2. Psalm 2 said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The rulers take counsel and they set themselves against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, let us cast away their cords from us. It says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision, then shall he vex them in his sore displeasure. God is planning to deal with the kings of the earth is what that says. And then he says, yet have I set my king, who is my son, up on my holy hill in Zion.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, he says, the Lord has declared the decree, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And he said that every knee is going to bow to the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Psalm 110, David says, the Lord said unto my Lord, now this is the Father and the Son, sit thou at my right hand, which is where Jesus is presently seated. The Bible says when he defeated the grave, he got up with all power in his hand. He said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore to his disciples and teach all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And notice again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, teach them Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
See, everything I commanded you. And then he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I'll be with you to the end of the world. You know what? Your mission is guaranteed until the end of the world.
Yes.
So God has already made the statement, and it's going to come down just like he said.
Yes.
So that means we should be able to trust him with everything in between.
Amen.
There's going to be stuff you don't know. But he said when the big benefit, let me say one of the biggest benefits of the gospel is that when you believe it, God gives you his Holy Spirit. That's God, the third person of the Godhead.
Amen.
Who moves into you.
Yes.
And takes up residence. God has made him resident. Now you and I need to make him president. See, God has made him resident in you by Christ alone. Now you and I have to make him president.
Amen.
Give him authority over your life.
Yes.
Give him authority over your will.
Yes.
Give him authority over your desires.
Yes.
Give him authority over your emotions.
Yes.
Give him authority over everything in your life.
Yes.
See, that's the thing we're dealing with there is, how do we learn to trust this love that God has given us and allow him to handle the hidden stuff?
Right.
See, that's what I love about this psalm. It goes on to say here in Psalm number 110 that thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. See, we shall be willing in the day of God's power, for ever after the order of Melchizedek. I'm skipping a verse here. He said, notice this, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast to do of thy youth. The Lord has sworn. This is an oath from God the Father, and will not repent. You don't have to worry about him taking it back.
Yeah.
Speaking to the Son, you are a priest forever.
Yes.
After the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek is the priest of the Most High God who met Abraham when he was returning from a victory over some kings that he had slaughtered in the book of Genesis. Abraham, he came to Abraham with bread and wine. Does that sound interesting? Thought that was a New Testament principle. He came to Abraham with bread and wine and met him. The symbols of the new covenant that you and I have just partaken of here today. See, with the Lord's Supper, the priests after the order of Melchizedek. See, and that kind of just slips by you if you don't pay careful attention. It's one of those things hidden in the sacred text that the Jews even have trouble with today, those who try to deny the Messiah. But there it is, sitting in your book in the Old Covenant. See, the part you say is the Bible, since you don't believe the part that you say isn't the Bible. And so here I want you to see that Melchizedek shows up again here, and only here other than in the book of Hebrews and a couple of other spots in the New Testament here. And it says that this priest will be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now the Lord at thy right hand, speaking of the Son of God, shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. You know, the war of Armageddon is on God's schedule. It shouldn't be a thing that's fearful to me or you.
All right.
Because if you are in Christ, you don't have to worry about it. You're on the right team. You're on the right side. You're on the winning side if you walk with Jesus, if you believe in him. So the Lord in his wrath shall strike through kings, it says there. He shall judge among the heathen. That's people who don't know him. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the head over many countries. People think their atomic bombs and all their different stuff is going to deliver them. And they don't know God can speak a word and turn your weapons into dust. Easy. It's no problem for him, because he made it all. You think you know something about fission and fusion and nuclear stuff and all that. God invented it. So he's going to be more cold than what you are if you don't get right with it. Is what I need you to understand. So whoever you are, people think, you know, that's what the world runs on. Oh, I got, my bomb is bigger than your bomb. You know, and they think that's going to really help them some kind of way. I even heard a song one of the secular writers write, said, "Mommy, why does everybody have a bomb?" That's a good question. You see, I'm not going to go there. Y'all see, y'all, some of y'all don't know that one. The question is, people do. That's where they go.
That's right.
They get into that kind of thing. Oh, if my bomb is bigger than yours, then I'll have more authority and more power than you. Well, God already knew about the race for arms and weapons. But he's got some stuff we don't know nothing about. These are things hidden to human understanding. And it says here the Lord is going to send his king, which he promised to set upon his holy hill of Zion. And he shall judge among the heathen. And he shall fill the many places, the places with dead bodies. And he shall wound the heads over many countries. Very profound verse. He shall drink from the brook in the way, and therefore shall he lift up the head. Now what I wanted to get to here today is this whole idea of stuff that's planned by God. Some of it sounds frightening. But you don't have to be frightened. If you walk in Christ, if you're saved, and God wants you to be. If you're not saved, it's not his fault. It's because you have refused his Son. That's the only thing stopping you from being saved. The Bible says if you will confess with your mouth Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's cut and dry from the highest office that there is. But there's going to be a lot of stuff we don't know. How do we handle it? read the rest of Deuteronomy 29 when you get an opportunity, because there's some deep stuff said there, and I'm not going to even tap into it today. It'll take too much time. So I just got to the conclusion that Moses put to the children of Israel. He said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. There's some stuff we don't know that only God knows. And that's an important thing, because since the one thing you need to know about God is that He loves you.
Yes.
He gave His Son for you. Whatever those secret things are, He's going to deal with it. Not only the secret things on the macro level, but even on the micro level, down into your life and in my life. There's stuff we don't know. God got it all covered. That's why you need faith. The Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. It may not even look like this is going to work. But if God said it, we can hang our hat on it and we can walk. We can walk in it. See, we don't need to understand it. Just know He loves you. You don't have to know when, where, and how, or what. Just know that the one who designed it all has got you covered. That's what He said here in so many words. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. See that? That's how you do the law, is trust God with the hidden stuff that you don't know about.
Amen.
Don't let it worry you. Don't let it get you down. There's mysteries we may not understand on this side of the of life. But when we see Him, we shall be like Him, John says. For we shall see Him just as He is. See, and whosoever has this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure. And so the mysteries and unknown facets of life confront everyone. You're not by yourself. And sometimes even produce anxiety, tension, and fear in our lives, because there are so many possibilities of just how a thing might work out. And there is much that is completely out of our control, to the point that this reality has afflicted us all from time to time. We've all been afflicted in many different ways. So that just as it was with the Israelites, Moses let them know that God does not reveal it all. He doesn't tell you everything, but just what He has chosen to tell you, so that we can learn to trust Him with the secret things. There's some secret things God just wants you to trust Him.
Yes.
Some of it, you know what, I don't have any problem with that, because a lot of stuff is way over my head. You know, maybe you feel like that. But I'm happy that He made the gospel simple.
Yes.
The gospel is God's baby talk. You could say the whole Bible is God's baby talk to us. It's kind of like goo goo gaga to me and you. Now we read it, we go, oh, this is deep and it's heavy. But to God, it's goo goo gaga. So just get in His word. It's baby talk, because I love you. And I realize it's deep, but when you realize the level of intelligence from whence it comes, you should understand it's God's baby talk. So I want to study it. I want to learn my ABCs in Jesus. I don't know about you. So the Word of God is always the best source for which to build up confidence about that which is not known, by observing that which is known about God's program and promises, so that spiritually imparted understanding can override negative fears and become a source of anchoring during the storms of life as we navigate through both the seen and the unseen. See, that's what we need to learn. Realize that God's going to navigate you through. You have an onboard navigation system. That's not new. Google didn't invent it. God put the Holy Ghost in everyone who believes to lead you and guide you to all truth. You see that? So understand that and realize He loves you. That's the main thing you need to be concerned about. David shows us in this psalm the outcome of the promises revealed in Psalms 2, so that it adds another layer of hope for the believer and the confidence of God to perform everything that He has said. God will perform everything He has said, no matter what people think.
Amen.
Don't make no difference who's in the Kremlin or the White House. God is going to do what He promised. Even kings think. Don't make any difference what they think. And realizing that this produces faith, which is the substance of things hoped for when you get in His Word. And it's the evidence of things not seen. And this entire idea is what Paul writes to us when he wrote this to us in perhaps the most well-known passage in the whole of Scripture, which we have here in front of us today. And all these things are handled by God for our benefit. The verses in Romans are what we call, and I close with this, the golden chain. It's a chain of events that God has set into motion for everyone who puts their trust in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and believes that God has raised Him from the dead. And we know, he says, common knowledge among the saints. All things work together for good to them that love God. If you love God, you don't have to worry about it. He'll handle the hidden. To them who are the called, do you know if you came to God, it's because He called you? If you haven't come, He's calling you right now. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice it's a gift. Take my yoke upon you. Get under my learning and my teaching, and I'll show you how to navigate this thing and take away the fears and the anxieties and the pressures of the hidden things in life. And so we just need to understand. He says, whom He did foreknow. That means He chose you long before you knew anything about Him. He did predestinate. That means He set a course for your life to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's why we talk so much about Jesus. Because Jesus is the model that God has given for you and I to focus our lives on. That's why we say we want to learn to love like Jesus.
Yes.
See that? So He's going to conform you. That means to shape and mold you to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. That means He raised Him out of the dead. So you don't even have to worry about the grave. That's awesome to me.
Oh, yes it is.
Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. That's why we're here. Whom He called, He also justified. Them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. So God in His mind has already done with everything you need and I need. It's finished. When Jesus said it is finished, and then He paid the whole bill. It's done. And if you don't have it, it's only because you have not accepted it.
Right.
God does not force His way into your life.
Right.
But He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yeah.
And if any man opens unto me, I will come in. See, but it requires a willful submission.
Yeah.
If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, do it right now. It'll be the very best thing you ever did.
Oh, yes, it will.
And I can attest to you, along with many in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever done. And if you don't love Him, I want you to know He loves you. And He will give you salvation as a free gift.
Yes.
If you just trust in Him right now. So if you'd like to give your hand to the Lord, just raise your hand right now. If you haven't been saved and you need salvation, right where you're sitting, raise your hand. We'll pray for you right now in these last few minutes that you may receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's where it starts, but it doesn't end there. God's going to take up residence in you when you trust in Him, and He will lead you and continue to guide you. So you don't have to worry about the secret things that belong to Him. You can trust Him and walk by faith and not by sight. It's a consistent story through the whole Bible. God loves you. He accepts you. He wants that intimate fellowship with you. And the only one stopping it from going further is you. You can go all the way deep in the Lord if you just trust in the name of Jesus Christ and believe that God has raised Him from the dead. You shall be saved. Amen. Amen. So we're going to just give an invitation also to you if you're looking for a church home. Amen. Somebody may be here, you're already saved, and you're looking for a place to fellowship.
Yes.
With some people who are like-minded who will help you study and learn the Word of God. Mm-hmm. If that happens to be you, we're here for you also.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
We extend a welcome to you right now to come forward and let us know that that is your intention. Amen. And you can even come by letter. Somebody might come from somewhere else and wants to be united with the St. Timothy MB Church. Any way you want to come, we are here.
Amen. Amen. We give you the good news, that gospel, that God loves you just like you are. And your word, he loves you too much to leave you just like you are.
That's right.
He can fix anything that's broken.
Yeah.
He can change anything that needs to be changed.
Oh, yes.
He can help you see stuff you never could see or understand before. And he wants to do that for you if you'll let him do it.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. He won't force and barge his way in. He's a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
But he will come in if you invite him in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you. We bless you, Father, and we just come before you today, Lord, just to thank you for who you are.
Thank you
for who you have made us.
Thank you
for all these under the sound of my voice. And Father, we thank you that we can let go every pressure, every anxiety, every tension.
Yes, Lord.
We can release it into your hand.
Hallelujah.
Because you will never let us down.
Never
leave us, nor forsake us. And Father, we trust you. And we want to learn to walk by faith, not by sight. No matter what anybody says, it might intimidate us. Father, we cast it over to you. In the name of Jesus. You said, cast all your care upon me, because I care for you. You can handle the secret things. And we don't even need to know what they are. We just need to know that you love us just like we are. And you raised your beautiful son up out of the grave, which is the most blessed news the world has ever heard.
Oh, yes it is.
The solution for the problem of death.
Malo.
The resurrection of your son.
Malo.
And we give Jesus praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you right now, God.
Hallelujah.
In the priceless name of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
The whole church said together.
Amen.
Amen. We got a good word from the message today. Amen.